We go from Renee to Patrick now in Washtenaw, Washington, listening on KHSS Radio. Hey,
easy,
Patrick.
Easy for you to say.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Hey.
Don't encourage him, Patrick.
Don't give me any ideas.
So I have another question that I failed to mention. But the first one is, last Sunday, the priest did anointing of the sick, you know, during Mass, and does that like twice a year. And so this particular time he says, because he usually holds confession before Mass, and he didn't, you know, because he was a little late or something. And so he says, any wrongs that anybody has on their souls right now, it will be forgiven through this prayer. And so my question is, you know, because I know I have mortal sin in my soul, I still feel that I do, but I received communion, and I question, in fact, you know, whether I'd committed sin of sacrilege by, you know, because I wasn't quite sure that would this anointing of the sick that he gives everybody, that does not cancel out mortal sin. Don't you have to go before a priest?
Well, anointing of the sick can cancel out mortal sins. It can remit them if the person is otherwise unable to confess, and that's a very great comfort, as a matter of fact, because a lot of times in end-of-life situations, a person is not able to confess, and it's a good thing that the anointing of the sick in those cases can remit sins. So,
praise God.
So that's something that we're very fortunate about. In this case, do I understand that you received the anointing of the sick in the context of this Mass?
Yes, I did.
Okay. That of itself is something that's questionable, whether a priest should be doing this. I mean, there is provision made for administering the anointing of the sick in context of a Mass, but not just for any old thing. And to just say, if anyone's sick, come on up here, that's not something that's provided for currently by the church's liturgical law. I don't know, in your case, you know, whether your condition was such as to warrant anointing of the sick, and I'm not prying. I just want the audience to be aware that it's not automatic that you could go up and be anointed in a Mass like this. If you do, I would say it's somewhat ambiguous whether or not forgiveness would be valid in this case. If you are under the impression that it will be, and you go up in good conscience, and you're trying to follow what the priest said, and you're just taking him at his word, then you're not putting anything in the way of the absolution being valid. So I would say it's potentially valid. Nevertheless, I would say that the thing to do would be to go to confession and make the confession you need and mention that this incident happened and that you're not certain whether or not you should have gone to communion. And in case you did anything wrong, you want to repent of that and you want to confess it.
Okay.
That's how I'd handle it if it were me.